Gabrick to Kopitar to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. The Kings rally from a 2-0 deficit and win another game in overtime. They are now 5-0 in overtime, the new 3-on-3 format. They're liking it quite a bit, obviously. Crowd here tonight at Nationwide Arena, 15,633. Their goaltender was splendid throughout, Sergei Bobrovsky, but he had to leave with 5.5 minutes left in regulation. Don't know why. He was replaced by Curtis McIlhenny. Columbus had a 2-1 lead when he left. And after the Kings pulled their goaltender, Carter tied the game at 18:33, and Martinez wins it in overtime. Our three stars tonight, our number three star, Alec Martinez. He gets the overtime winner. He helps set up the tying goal, Jeff Carter, at 18:33 of the third. So defenseman Alec Martinez, his fourth goal of the season, his first career regular season overtime goal, star number three. Dustin Brown had another strong game, playing on a line with Nick Shore and Andy Andreoff tonight. Brown helped set up the game winner in overtime. He was physical throughout, skating well, making plays. Great all-around game. Dustin Brown is our second star. And the number one star, who unfortunately for Columbus had to leave, we're assuming some type of injury or illness. What else would it be? Sergei Bobrovsky, he was making splendid save after splendid save. The only shot that beat him tonight in 55 minutes of ice time was a screenshot by Christian Ehrhoff, who started the Kings' comeback late in the second period. So Sergei Bobrovsky, star number one. Dustin Brown, an assist on the game winner, star number two. And Alec Martinez, a goal and an assist, star number three. The Kings win it 3-2. We'll take a break. We'll have the highlights when we come back on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
I need to send out my holiday party invitations. Is it wrong to make gifts mandatory?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Platinum recording artist Slaughter, performing live Friday, December 18th.
Number two.
Get fired up for smoking good times, Sunday, December 13th at 5.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Finish that shopping list at Morongo's holiday gift shop. Pay with rewards points for the season's hottest gifts.
Morongo, good times.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Choice. It's a hot buzzword these days. So we're pretty excited about McDonald's new taste-crafted burgers and chicken. Choose the flavor. Choose the bun. Then choose the meat. But it's not just about the choices. It's about the taste. Like grilled onions, crispy maple bacon, fresh tomatoes, or real guacamole. McDonald's new taste-crafted burgers and chicken. Sure, choices are great. But when you think about it, you really only need one. The perfect one. At participating McDonald's.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The home of Kings hockey.
790-KABC.
Postgame show continues. Kings win it in overtime on a goal by Alec Martinez. 3-2 the final, a scoreless first period here tonight. And then in the second period, we had three goals. And the scoring started tonight with Columbus on a power play, 2:32 into the second period. Jackets win the draw, set it up. Johansson, a pass behind the net. Foligno centers. Hartnell scores. Bang, bang, passing play. They win the faceoff to start the power play. Set up Hartnell right in front. Great puck movement on the left wing boards by the Jackets. Their power play goal has started the scoring here tonight. 1-0 Columbus. And for Hartnell is 11th of the season. Foligno and Johansson with the assist. Kings were getting a lot of good looks throughout the game on goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky. And this grade A look came at 3:40 of the second period by Dustin Brown. Brown to Wheel, right wing, quickly into the zone. Wheel feeds it back to Brown, who shoots. Save is made. Bobrovsky, no rebound. Oh, that's a great look for Dustin Brown. And Dustin Brown, who wound up assisting on the game-winning goal eventually, had a great chance right there. Then about 4 minutes later, 7 minutes into period two, it was Tyler Toffoli's opportunities. Jackets off the draw, get it down the ice, back quickly on right wing. Gabrick to Toffoli into the zone, to the net with a shot, save, rebound, save, Bobrovsky on the second bit. Oh, great goaltending right there by the Columbus netminder. Tyler Toffoli, who's been snake bit lately, now just two goals in his last 17 games, but not for the lack of scoring chances. He had two or three excellent chances again here tonight, but held off the score sheet. Later on in the second period, at 14-17, the Jackets built a 2-0 lead. Playered away, and the Jackets' Sod will send it out on right wing. Picked up in the zone to the net. Calvert shoots, scores! The Jackets came out of their zone. Sod with a long lead pass to Matt Calvert on right wing. He moved into the circle and put it in off the glove of Quick. And Matt Calvert has given the Blue Jackets a little insurance. They're now up 2-0. And the goal for Calvert, his fourth of the year. Sod and Murray with the assist, that goal at 14-17. The period was winding down, and it looked like maybe Columbus would go into the intermission with a 2-0 lead, but it didn't work out that way. The Kings finally solved Bobrovsky at 17-38. Doughty with a puck. Doughty moving to his left high slot. Doughty with a shot. Missed the net. Savard clears it up, not out. Shot. Score from the left point. Christian Ehrhoff just on the ice. So after Doughty's shot goes wide, the puck came rocketing off the end dasher boards out to the left wing. And one timing it was Christian Ehrhoff. And the Kings are on the board with 2:22 left in the second period. The Columbus lead is now 2-1. And for Ehrhoff, his second goal of the year unassisted, the goal coming at 17:38. And that's how the second period ended, with the Jackets in front by a score of 2-1. Kings continued to get some outstanding looks at Bobrovsky in the third period. 44 seconds in, Jeff Carter. Andre Kopitar, a good look from the right circle, 5:30 in. Martinez at a post at 9:30. And then at 14:25 with a whistle, and a face-off in the Columbus end, the trainer came out to look at goaltender Bobrovsky. And Bobrovsky, after being tended to for about 2 minutes, left the ice, was replaced by Curtis McElhinney. And he would finish the game. And shortly after Bobrovsky was replaced, Jeff Carter hit a post with about 5 minutes left in regulation. And then with a minute 48 left in regulation, the Kings pulled their goaltender. And the strategy worked for the third time this season as the Kings tied the game at 18:33. To Doughty for Martinez, a shot, block. Martinez again, shot, block. Blocking two shots, Carlson. Now the puck out to Martinez, his shot, knocked down in front. Save, rebound, score! Jeff Carter! After Alec Martinez had two shots blocked at the left point, he finally got the puck towards the net. The save was made, a scramble for the loose puck, and Jeff Carter knocks it home to tie the game at 2 with a minute 27 left in regulation. And for Jeff Carter, the former Blue Jacket, his 11th of the season, he ties Toffoli for the team lead. Martinez and Lucic with the assist. That tied it and forced the overtime. And in overtime, we saw a lot of Doughty. We saw a lot of Carter. We saw a lot of Toffoli, Andre Kopitar. But their first shift in overtime, with about 3 minutes gone, Nick Shore and Dustin Brown. And they were out there along with defenseman Alec Martinez. And this is how they won the game. Brown with it. Now moves in the slot. Brown to the right circle. Still holding. Brown stick handling away from Johansson. Centers. It's tipped just wide by Alec Martinez. Brown got it back. Brown brings it up top on the slot. Feeds it off. Moving in. Shot. Score! Alec Martinez! Brown fed it down low. A one-touch pass. Shore to Martinez. And the Kings win another game in overtime. Alec Martinez, with his first career regular season overtime goal. Great work by Shore and Brown. And with 26.5 seconds left in overtime, the Kings win it here tonight. Dustin Brown to Nick Shore to Alec Martinez, the game winner. 3-2, the Kings win it in overtime. They have now won five straight. Tonight, of course, the start of a six-game road trip. Alec Martinez, his fourth goal of the season. The game winner in OT, Nick Shore, Dustin Brown with the assist. 3-2, Kings win it. They've won five straight. And we'll take a break and look at the out-of-town scores and the final numbers when the postgame returns after this on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Here come the holidays, and you need cash. Get a title loan from City Loan, and don't make a payment until 2016. You get to spend your cash and keep your car. Call 877-CASH-SOS or apply online at cityloan.com. If you own the title to your 2004 or newer vehicle, call 877-CASH-SOS or apply online at cityloan.com and let your first payment be on us.
Holiday cash promotion for California residents only. No current customers refinance. Department business applies. Loans made pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lenders License.
Call 877-CASH-SOS.
I need to send out my holiday party invitations. Is it wrong to make gifts mandatory?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Platinum recording artist Slaughter, performing live Friday, December 18th.
Number two.
Get fired up for smoking good times, Sunday, December 13th at 5.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Finish that shopping list at Morongo's Holiday Gift Shop. Pay with rewards points for the season's hottest gifts.
Morongo, good times.
Choice. It's a hot buzzword these days. So we're pretty excited about McDonald's new Taste-Crafted Burgers and Chicken. Choose the flavor. Choose the bun. Then choose the meat. But it's not just about the choices. It's about the taste. Like grilled onions, crispy maple bacon, fresh tomatoes, or real guacamole. McDonald's new Taste-Crafted Burgers and Chicken. Sure, choices are great. But when you think about it, you really only need one. The perfect one. At participating McDonald's.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. And you might just see this. Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Kings are out for 3-5. Catch every bone-crunching hit here, 790 KABC.
Kings rallied a win to start the six-game road trip, 3-2 in overtime on a goal by Alec Martinez. And right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Kings Radio Network. King to Carter, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
And a look now at some of the final numbers here tonight. The Kings outshoot Columbus almost by a 2-1 margin. They had 41 shots tonight. Columbus had 23. Jonathan Quick wins his 15th game of the year. He is second in the league in wins now, one behind Braden Holtby of Washington. Quick now 15-7-1. The loser on in relief is Curtis McElhinney. Bobrovsky started, left late in the third period. Bobrovsky was outstanding, 33 saves on 34 shots, but McElhinney comes in, gave up the tying goal when the Kings pulled their goaltender and the game winner in overtime. So McElhinney, his record now 0-4-1. The Kings improved their road record to 7-3-1 this season, and here at home, Columbus falls to 4-7-2. On the power play, the Kings were 0-3. Columbus was 1-2. Hartnell's goal to start the scoring tonight was with the man advantage. The Kings, perfect in sudden death this year at 5-0. So add Alec Martinez to the list of overtime heroes, joining Gabrick, Carter, and Andre Kopitar, who's had two overtime goals. Andre Kopitar, by the way, again busy in the faceoff circle, took 30 of the 66 faceoffs in the game. Andre Kopitar was 17-13 in the circle. The Kings have won 5 in a row. Now points in 7 straight at 6-0-1. Checking the out-of-town scores, Ottawa at Florida tonight, a 4-2 win for the Senators. Pageau, Turris, Hoffman, and Smith for the winners. Shaw and Riley Smith for Florida, 4-2 Senators. In a shootout, the Islanders win in Philadelphia by a score of 4-3. Franz Nielsen had 2, Brock Nelson 1. For Philadelphia, Giroux, Belmar, and White. In a shootout, the Islanders 4 and Philadelphia 3. Elsewhere, second period just underway in Calgary. 2-2 San Jose and Calgary. Tierney and Thornton for the Sharks. Granlund and Monahan for Calgary. End of the second period, Chicago 2 and Nashville 1. Shaw and Rasmussen for Chicago. Nystrom for the Predators. Late second period in Dallas. 4-1 Stars. The Stars, the highest scoring team in the NHL. Jamie Benn with his 19th goal. He leads the league. Oduya, Eves, and Sagan. Slavin has the only goal for Carolina. Late second period, Dallas 4, Carolina 1. Third period late, St. Louis 2-1 over Arizona. If the Blues win it in regulation, Arizona will finish their 5-game trip, losing 5 games in regulation. Steen and Tarasenko for the Blues, Downey for Arizona. That's late third period, 2-1 St. Louis. In overtime, New Jersey and Toronto are tied at 2. Palmieri and Stepniak for the Devils, Van Riemsdyk and Parenteau for Toronto. That's in OT, tied 2-2 Devils and Toronto. And in overtime, 2-2 Detroit and Washington. Red Wings points in 10 straight. Zetterberg and Yurko with goals tonight. Washington points in 7 straight. Ovechkin and Justin Williams, the ex-King, with a goal. And I'm just going to check the game page on the Chicago game to see if Mr. Kane has extended his point-scoring streak. And let's see. Not yet. Patrick Kane, 22 straight games with a point. And the Blackhawks lead Nashville 2-1 after 2, but Kane without a point. And here tonight, the Kings get goals from Erhoff, Carter, and Alec Martinez in overtime, come from behind, and beat the Columbus Blue Jackets. So, yeah, another exciting game on the road, and we're about to make the move back to our studios with the help of two men and a truck, the official movers of the Los Angeles Kings radio broadcast. Our thanks to our network producers, Wayman Porter and Steve Paillette, tonight. Our on-site producer, D.R. Railsback. And next up, as the road trip continues Friday at Pittsburgh with Crosby and Malkin and the Penguins at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3:30 with the pregame. 4 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Radio Network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Nationwide Arena in Columbus. The final score in overtime on a goal by Alec Martinez, the Kings 3, and the Blue Jackets 2. So long, everybody.